what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
And that is from the Charlie Brown Christmas. Yeah, that's the main part of the show. That's the central part of the show right there. Charles Schultz, was the gentleman who was responsible for Charlie Brown. And he put that in the show.
They gave him some pushback on that. Yeah, and he insisted on putting that in there.
Yeah. So
to answer JJ's question earlier in the show, what were the three significant things regarding the gifts?
Yes.
Jimmy, this is what he said, and it sounds right. Gold represents he is the king. Frankincense represents he is the priest. And myrrh represents the sacrifice.
That's it. Okay, good. Thank you for that. And was that over on Facebook?
Yeah, that's terrific. Jimmy on Facebook. Thank you, Jimmy.
Today's Issues is the program. This is Trivia Friday. Every Friday we have a little fun, place trivia. So that's what we're doing till 11:30 Central Time, like in 23 minutes from now. So it's kind of Christmas-oriented today. We're going to repeat our questions, and we're going to take as many calls as we can until the bottom of the hour. Trivia Friday, you call in, you ask and or answer. We prefer that you do both. If you want to watch the show, you can go to our Facebook Live page for today's Issues on American Family Radio. Send us an email at comments@afr.net. All right, Walker.
All right, I'm going to add a question. What traditional Christmas carol does the entire Peanuts gang hum and then eventually sing at the end of the show? That's referring to the Charlie Brown Christmas. Secondly, in dictating a letter to Santa, Sally ultimately asked Santa for what gift?
What now? What was the question?
In dictating a letter to Santa,
yeah,
Sally ultimately asked Santa for what gift?
Okay. JJ.
Here's what I've got. True or false? Many of the ingredients in fruitcake are used by modern-day morticians for embalming procedures. Is that true or false? And then I'll add one. What is the name of the town where George Bailey lives in the Christmas movie classic, It's a Wonderful Life? What is the name of the town where George Bailey lives?
We had that last week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, let me add a different one then. Who was the author of A Christmas Carol? You know, the story about Scrooge. Who was the author of A Christmas Carol?
Okay. Here are my two questions, which have
heretofore
gone unanswered. Number one, whose moral of the story was, don't count your chickens before they're hatched? Where did that come from, that expression? Number two, what's the only month that can have fewer than four moon phases? Four moon phases, what month can you have fewer? That's the only month of the year you can have fewer than four moon phases. All right, back to the phones.
All right, we're going to go to Rick in Missouri. Rick, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Rick. What part of Missouri are you calling from?
Well, I'm from a little town called Bismarck, Missouri. World famous.
Where is that? If I'm looking at a map of Missouri, where am I? Where are you?
Well, it's on the eastern side, between St. Louis and Cape Girardeau, and then sort of to the west. And it is famous for having the airport where the first cow ever took an airplane flight.
Really?
I'm throwing that in.
Yeah.
This Trivia Friday.
Yeah. Was it Chick-fil-A cow? Was that what it was?
No, this was in 1934. Okay. The cow's name is Judy, and they milked her on the way to St. Louis and got 34 quarts of milk. And yeah.
That is an utterly fascinating story, Rick.
How many quarts of milk?
I think
I think 34.
Yeah, you know, that's where the song comes from. 34 quarts, the milk on the wall, 30, remember that song?
Wow.
Yeah, that's where that comes from.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
All right, Rick.
Before I answer, I want to thank you guys for what you do. You guys have meant so much to me and to lots of people, and I pray for you all the time.
Yeah.
Thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Brother Rick. Appreciate it. That makes all it, right. You know, it's worth it when we hear back from folks who appreciate what we're doing here and benefit from it as well. So anyway, go ahead.
I appreciate
ask,
you.
Answer, or both?
Okay. Both, please.
Mm-hmm. Which one you
want
to answer?
I want to, well, I know I'll get it wrong, but I want to do the fruitcake question because that fact needs to be known, whether it's.
Well, and you got a 50-50 chance anyway, so.
I do.
All right, here's what we got, Rick.
I like my odds.
True or false, many of the ingredients in fruitcake are used by modern-day morticians for embalming procedures. Is that true or false?
Well, I'm going to go with true.
It's 100% false.
I just
made it up this morning.
You just made that one up?
Made it up right out of my head.
Well,
it sounds believable, doesn't it?
Fruitcake. Yes, it does.
Yeah, because you got to have some kind of preservative, right?
You take a fruitcake and a Twinkie and put that in a bomb shelter, you're going to be there and be in great shape during the Armageddon.
Hey, I tell you what.
I understand, Mike. Yeah.
What's the green things there in the fruitcake?
The green things?
Yeah, you know those green things. You know.
I would have to say that God only knows.
our friend from Dallas answered you and Marvin.
Yeah, Kirby.
Yeah, about what are the little red and green.
I don't remember what he said. Are they cherries?
Oh, my.
I don't know, but I'm with Rick. I think he's got the real
anyway.
Answer. Only the Lord knows.
Yeah. Well, Rick, go ahead, brother. What's your question for us?
Well, I thought of this question when I heard the voiceover question a while ago, and this is sort of another voiceover-related question. The little girl who starred in the movie with Gregory Peck, To Kill a Mockingbird, back in the 50s, and a year or two later, she was in an episode of the Alfred Hitchcock show, and the episode was called The Pool, and her brother would dive in a pool, and they go to another dimension, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the outdoor scenes of this movie, the sound engineers didn't like the way the little girl's voice sounded, so they hired a voiceover expert to come in and do it. Who was that voiceover expert, and what famous voice did they do also later?
Wow, that's some serious trivia right
that
there.
That was Casey Kasem. I want to say. Huh?
When he wasn't doing Scooby-Doo.
Am I wrong?
Well, he was.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Is it going to be that same person from the Beverly Hillbillies? Because that'd be a busy gal if she was doing that.
No.
You know,
I'll give you a hint. This was another gal. Was another gal.
We had this question the other night at dinner come up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We were out to eat with some friends, and this question came up, but I can't remember what the answer was.
Wow.
Well, go ahead.
I watched the episode, and I kept telling my wife, you want me to go ahead and give you the answer?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I kept saying, this person sounds like Rocky the Flying Squirrel, and it was. It was a lady named, I went to my phone and Googled it. It was a lady named June Fournay. Mm-hmm. Fournay, and she later did the voice of Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
Well, I'll be.
Well, I wonder what she I wonder what she was most known for, though, when she went out in public. And
I think Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
Right. Yeah. Now, you had, was it not Morticia? No, wait. Rocky
You mean the Flying Squirrel show?
Yeah, you had Rocky.
The Flying Squirrel.
Bullwinkle, and then you had another. You had another.
Natasha,
that's who I was trying to think. Yeah, Natasha.
Was Roadrunner, was that a spinoff from that, or vice versa? Roadrunner and the Coyote.
No.
Roadrunner actually was a sponsored thing. Acme Company just put him out there to help with their products.
The Roadrunner just sold out?
Yeah. He sold out. They just bought him lock, stock, and barrel and put him out there and said, we want you to.
Yeah. That's disappointing.
We want you to be our spokesperson.
I think President Donald Trump was the founder of Acme. I believe he brought that into the great company.
All right. Thank you.
I like the way you think, Rick.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. All right, that's Rick calling from Missouri. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones, Walker.
All right, Samuel in Arkansas. Samuel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
All right, Samuel, you want to ask a question? Or do you want to answer one of ours or both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question of ours would you like to try to answer?
I would like to try to answer the Charlie Brown question, what did they sing?
All right, that is...
Is that
let's
your
see,
question,
okay,
Walker?
What traditional Christmas carol does the entire Peanuts gang hum and then eventually sing at the end of the show, Samuel?
Hark the Angels Sing.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Good job,
nicely
Samuel.
Nicely done.
They sing that at the very end.
Yeah.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Glory to the...
Good job, Samuel.
First they hum it, and then Charlie Brown comes out and says, "What are y'all doing?" And then he sees the Christmas tree, and then they say Merry Christmas, and they all sing the song together.
Awesome. You know what?
Powerful.
That only because that show is so highly rated each year, and because it's so old. I mean, we're talking 60s, right?
Yes.
Today you wouldn't be able to get an overtly Christian message on a television network like that, I don't think.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
we've come a long way.
All right, Samuel, what question do you have for us?
Well, on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
When they're traveling on the iceberg, Eugen Cornelius says this fog is as thick as what?
Oh, man, I just saw it because the guy corrects him and says, "Peace, you mean pea soup?" And he said, "You eat what you eat, and I'll eat what I eat." But I forgot what he said. And that we just saw it a couple nights ago.
The fog was thick as fill in the blank.
But he said something bizarre, and the other ones corrected him and said, "No, you mean thick as pea soup." He said, "You."
Yeah, he said, "This fog is as thick as what?" And then Hermes said, "You mean pea soup?" He says, "You eat what you eat, and I eat what I eat."
Right. I just saw that.
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
What's the answer?
He said, "This fog is as thick as peanut butter."
Peanut butter.
Gotcha.
There you go.
Gotcha. Good. Hey, Samuel, thanks for calling, my friend. You have a Merry Christmas. Appreciate you.
And I hate to give away any of yours, but the next line after that, he said, "And that's why you don't count your chickens before they're hatched." It was all right there in that same Christmas.
Special.
That
So we just gave away the answer.
My answer's wrong here. Hey, last time, don't add any more. Just give our questions quickly.
All right. I have one question left. In dictating a letter to Santa, Sally ultimately asked Santa for what gift, and that's from the movie A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Hey, don't we have 10 minutes left?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why, you want to add one?
No. Oh, we're giving our... Oh, I thought we were giving the answers to our questions. That's
no, we're not going to have 10 minutes of silence.
No. Okay, Here's what I've got.
We're repeating our questions.
I'm down to one. Who was the author of A Christmas Carol? And that's the one with Ebenezer Scrooge. Who is the author of that novel and movie?
If you don't know that answer, I don't know what to say.
It's lasted longer than I thought it.
Yeah. Who wrote A Christmas Carol?
Yeah, who's the author of A Christmas Carol?
Famous writer. All right, number one, my questions are, what moral of the story was, incorrect phraseology there, whose moral of the story was, don't count your chickens before they're hatched? That's been around since we started the show. Where did that expression come from? Number two, what's the only month that can have fewer than four moon phases. Four moon phases. I'll just leave it at that. Go ahead, Walker.
We're going to go to Oklahoma, the Sooner State. Jared is on the line. I mixed Jared and Oklahoma together.
Do it again, though. That was cool.
No, I can't do that again.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. Jared, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Jared, Oklahoma.
Merry Christmas, guys. How are y'all?
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Hey, Jared, where are you calling from in Oklahoma?
I'm actually on a trip right now, but the town I'm from is Godibo.
I'm sorry? Is what?
Godibo.
Godibo, Oklahoma?
That's pretty cool sounding.
Who's the most famous person to ever come from Godibo, Oklahoma?
I don't know if anybody very famous ever came from there. It is the goat roping capital of the world, though.
The goat roping capital. Well, there you go. Goat roping capital
that's
of the world.
Real good.
Named after an Indian chief.
Oh. Hey, Jared, since you're traveling, tell you this. Sign on the back of Santa's sleigh this year says, don't like my driving? Call 1-800-NO-GIFT.
Hey, Jared, who goat ropes? What is that like I've never seen that in a rodeo. Is that in a rodeo?
Well, I'm not sure. I've never done it.
Yeah. They're riding Shetland ponies and not full-size steeds.
Hold on just a second. I won't belabor this point, Jared. But you're telling us it's the capital, the goat roping capital of the world, and then you've never done it?
Well, no. I'm too young for that, I guess.
Okay.
But you must have been to some of the rodeos where they were doing it.
Yeah.
Because it must
happen. I tell you what, though. Come to think of it, I have seen it late night on ESPN. Like at midnight.
You've seen goat roping?
I've seen some mutton busting.
After the poker.
Where you're
after the poker, they got the goat roping. Yeah. Anyway, what'd you say you've seen, JJ?
Mutton busting. The little ones are riding the goats.
Yeah.
And they're hanging on for dear life. And they put a little bulletproof vest on them and a helmet, and they see how far they can go riding a goat.
They're doing some CTE studies on that, though, right now. See if that's affecting people's brains. Anyway, go ahead. Where were
ask,
we?
Answer, or do both, Jared?
Yeah.
Do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The one about the Christmas Carol.
Here you go. Who was the author of A Christmas Carol?
That would be Charles Dickens.
You're exactly right.
Charles Dickens, maybe the most famous writer in the last 1,000 years, arguably. As far as his worldwide acclaim for different things, Tale of Two Cities and many, many of Christmas Carol. William Shakespeare obviously would top him, but not. Anyway. All right, Dale, what's your question for us, Jared?
That's a Bible question. In Romans 1:16, it says, talking about bringing the salvation to who first?
To the Jews first and then the Gentiles.
Yeah,
I kind of figured you'd get that one right away.
we did too.
I'm glad we got that one.
Yeah, I know that'd have been embarrassing.
Jared, this is not politically correct, but I saw a thing just this morning that said roses are red, violets are bluish. If not for Christmas, we'd all be Jewish.
Is that a bumper sticker?
It could be.
That's a long bumper sticker there.
Yeah. Hashtag.
All right, Jared, a T-shirt maybe.
Maybe.
All right, Jared.
Well, in Oklahoma, we're not very politically correct most of the time.
No, Oklahoma's not known for its political correctness, so you can say that to Jared.
Good.
Thank you, Jared. Take
Merry
care.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
And happy goat roping, buddy.
Y'all have a Merry Christmas and a good weekend.
Just looked up goat roping. It looks very fun.
Let me see. You got pictures?
So the ropers.
Show me some pictures of goat ropers.
The ropers.
If you're going to do some heading and heeling, you're going to have some real good aim and some real good accuracy with those little bitty framed
bodies.
So
apparently the goats are in a cage. They're released, and then the goal is to rope them instantly.
Like they do for calves in the rodeo?
Yes, except for with calves, I believe most of the time you're on a horseback trying to rope the calf.
And another little difference, if you come up on one with horns, they have been a little too close to the nuclear plant.
Well,
that's what's the difference between the goats and
these goats
calves.
Have horns.
Oh, they do have horns.
Yeah. I thought all goats had horns.
I'm thinking sheep.
Yeah.
I wrote my own
joke. You got
your
goats and your sheep mixed up. Let's go back to the phones.
All right. We're going to go to Elena. I believe I'm saying that correctly. Elena in Ohio. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi. I want to ask a question.
All right. And do you want to answer any of ours or just ask?
Just ask.
Okay, all right, go ahead with your question.
There's a house in Cleveland, Ohio that's open during this time for people to visit, and I was wondering if you know what movie it's from.
A house in Cleveland, Ohio.
Is it Home Alone?
I was going to guess Home Alone.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's not.
A Christmas Story.
What is it?
A Christmas Story.
Oh, A Christmas Story, that one that you and I were talking about before we went on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
So the house...
Where they filmed that.
They filmed that is open for people to come and look at. Go through, I guess.
In Cleveland, Ohio, yeah.
Wow, okay. That's I did not know neat. That. That's where that yeah. movie was filmed, I guess.
Very neat.
Fragile.
That was a... I got to watch that. I know that I'm un-American for not having seen that movie. I've seen bits and pieces.
You're going to love it. You're going to laugh. Christmas yeah, you story. Owe it to yourself to I watch that all the way through.
I saw a thing the other day where they were saying, where are they now?
Right.
And that was they were featuring the actors from that movie you're talking about. Is that the question? You didn't want to answer ours, right?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Alana, for calling from the Buckeye State there, Ohio. Eric in Texas is next, Walker.
Yes, Eric, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you. Do you want to ask a question, answer one, or do both?
I'd like to do both. I'm currently driving from Houston, Texas to Amarillo, Texas. I started off in 77 degree weather and muggy, and I will be ending up in 20 degree weather and frozen.
You trying to get to Amarillo by morning?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I hope it don't take that long. It's a 10-hour drive, or, well, 8 to 10, depending on traffic.
Hey,
it doesn't take that long.
Eric, I had somebody, speaking of how far you're driving in the state of Texas, I had somebody tell me one time, you know, that it was shorter from Amarillo to Chicago than it is from Amarillo to Brownsville. Something like crazy like
crazy.
That. Crazy like that.
It's insane how big Texas is until you don't realize it until you drive across it. Also, you can have snow in one section and like summer in the other. It's insane. So I guess I'll answer the one about Lucy, right? Is it from the...
This last question I have spoken of Lucy, but this last question has to do with Sally and the one gift
Sally
has Santa for.
She told him to take it easy on himself and just send money.
That's correct. Good job.
Nice.
Good job, Eric.
Nice, Eric.
Kind of like the 10-year-old we had earlier in the show.
I think I've watched that movie probably every Christmas since I can remember. So
yeah, isn't that a great classic?
It's a classic. I also love A Wonderful Life. That's like... I think I have 5 big-time Christmas movies, and those two are the top two, I think. So,
what's your question for us, Eric?
All right, I'll give you a choice.
Hey, we got 1 minute, Eric. So fire away, quick.
All right. What is the only hymn that we typically sing at Christmas that technically, by the lyrics, is not really a Christmas song?
What's the answer? I don't know.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
What? I don't know if that's a hymn. I mean, maybe...
Oh, a hymn. Sorry. No, we don't know.
What's the second stanza of that,
JJ? Joy to the World. Joy to the World. There's not a lyric in that song that technically refers to anything involving the Christmas story.
Joy to the World. Hey,
thank you, Eric.
Eric,
Merry Christmas.
Our apologies for having to cut you off, brother. We're just flat out of time. We need to give our answers.
All right, all of mine have been answered.
What's the only month that can have fewer than 4 moon phases? That would be February, because as Walker said, a moon phase is basically a week.
Eric,
hold on, I got one more.
Yeah.
Whose moral of the story was, don't count your chickens before they're hatched? Aesop.
Wow.
Aesop's Fables?
Yeah.
Aesop.
That went all the way back to then.
Yeah, don't count your chickens before they hatch.
No, I was going to say, Eric was talking about all of his favorite Christmas movies. They've got a Christmas special for everything. They've got one this year, a Christmas TV special for atheists. It's Coincidence on 34th Street.
Have a great weekend.